is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Fallout over a comedian's joke at former President Donald Trump's seven-hour rally at Madison Square Garden in New York. Tony Hinchcliffe was the opening act.
There's literally a floating island of garbage in the middle of the ocean right now. Yeah, I think it's called Puerto Rico.
The Trump campaign quick to say it did not vet the remarks, and the former president does not share Hinchcliffe's views. They came the same day Vice President Harris got a thumbs up from Puerto Rican music star Bad Bunny. CBS's Nydia Cavazos.
This is a really big endorsement for the Harris campaign, and they've long been working to try to achieve this. And this has given Bad Bunny's popularity across the world and especially among the Latino population. And so this can only further strengthen Harris's ties and inroads with the Latino community.
Mr. Trump made closing arguments at the Garden.
Next Tuesday, you have to stand up and you have to tell Kamala Harris that you've done a terrible job.
Her campaign says the VP will give what it calls a major closing argument speech on the Ellipse in Washington tomorrow. Two major newspapers are suffering after their owners decided not to make presidential endorsements. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
Many readers of the Washington Post and Los Angeles Times have posted pictures on social media showing they canceled their subscriptions, and they're urging others to do the same and start a cancellation movement. Several journalists have also resigned over the decisions.
The Washington Post, owned by Jeff Bezos, the LA Times by another billionaire, Patrick Soon-Shiong, who says he feared an endorsement would add to the country's division. New efforts to stop the fighting in Gaza. Correspondent Remy Innocencio is in Tel Aviv.
CIA Director Bill Burns is back in Qatar to try to restart talks between Israel and Hamas. Egypt has proposed a two-day ceasefire and the release of four Israeli hostages, four Palestinian prisoners.
California's governor and LA's mayor, Karen Bass, hope doubling the state's film and TV tax credit will lure movie makers back to Hollywood.
We took it for granted and assumed that the industry was always going to be here.
The state legislature will have the final say. The sexual assault trial of French movie star Gérard Depardieu has opened in France without him. Reporter Catherine Arms from Paris.
His lawyers say they have asked for a postponement due to the star's ill health. His lawyers said witnesses and evidence would be put forward, but that the actor also wanted to speak for himself and therefore was requesting a delay until he was well enough to appear.
75-year-old Depardieu is accused of sexually assaulting two women on a movie set. Dow up 328. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The final run-up features a rally in Racine. Senator J.D. Vance will speak to supporters tonight at Memorial Hall about a week after his Democratic rival did the same. The address is set for 5:30 tonight, and there will once again be impacts downtown. The Racine Library will close at 3:30, with the parking lot and walkway surrounding the area closed starting in the afternoon. Racine's council president is hanging it up. In an email sent over the weekend, 9th District Alderman Terry McCarthy says he'll not run for re-election in April. He says he's letting everyone know now so that potential candidates can start to take action. A domestic dispute in Racine escalated early yesterday when a car crashed into a house, triggering a gas leak and forcing evacuations in a neighborhood. It happened at around 3 a.m. yesterday, and it was reportedly caused when a male passenger grabbed the steering wheel during an argument with a female driver. There's no parking and riding at another Milwaukee County lot. The state DOT says they're closing the College Avenue park and ride lot as they try and deal with escalating safety issues and illegal camping. The decision follows a 42% increase in emergency calls to the park and ride lots compared to last year. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at Lee'sDeliRacine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli in Racine, open 7 days a week.
Packers beat the Jaguars. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with a 30-27 win in Jacksonville. Backup Malik Willis replaced Jordan Love at quarterback after he suffered a groin injury. Willis with a 51-yard pass to Jaden Reed set up the winning field goal and says they tried to run that play earlier in the game.
We were looking for this certain look, and we didn't get it the first time. Actually, we ran it twice, and then we ran it again, and we got the look we were looking for, and I feel like Jay Reed popped open, and I'm glad we got it to him.
Up next, the Packers host the Lions. The Wisconsin Badgers are on the road Saturday against the Iowa Hawkeyes after losing at home to Penn State 28-13 over the weekend. Quarterback Braden Locke throwing a costly pick six in the second half. NBA, the Bucks in Boston tonight after losing to the Nets last night in Brooklyn, 115-102. How did Giannis play?
I thought Giannis played the right way the entire night. 22 points, 7 assists, 12 rebounds. I mean, guarding everywhere. I don't know what more you can do.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. Our high right around 65 this afternoon. A few scattered showers, maybe a thunder shower tonight. Low of 58 tomorrow. Partly cloudy, windy 79. We will cool down with scattered rain possible again by later this week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 51.
WRJN. I love the colorful clothes she wears. And the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. Good vibrations. She's giving me
softly smile, I know she must be kind.
She's by my excitation. Good vibration.
local news. It's timeless. It's right here at WRJN. Artist of Record contest continues into November today. Be my fifth caller when you hear Tony Orlando and Don's Candida.
Groves, local news, and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hey. me feel like a man inside. Baby, baby. But if I'd been a man in reality, you'd still be here, baby, loving me.
Now the night's alone and lonely, and I ain't too strong, babe. I just miss you so. And you're too proud, I won't give in. But when I think about all I can win, I keep working my way back to you, babe, with a burning love inside. I'm working my way back to you, babe, and the happiness that I let get away. Playing every day.
The Four Seasons right here on WRJN Local News. Timeless Hits, an artist of record. Today, somebody is going to win an album from Tony Orlando and Dawn. And let me tell you, they had a lot of super awesome music and albums. So, and Tony, up until just recently, had a Las Vegas, doing one of those where he was artist in Las Vegas. So he was doing shows all the time, backed up by our own Milwaukee band, and the name just passed my brain, all right? But one of our, the Outsiders, all right, or not the Outsiders, I'll get back to you on that one. Doesn't matter anyway, because today's artist of record, because Thelma Hopkins has a birthday, the backup singer Tony Orlando and Dawn. Well, we're going to be celebrating Tony Orlando and Dawn as our artist of record today. You're going to hear the song Candida, Be My Fifth Caller. That easy. You just dial 262-634-WRJN. And you know what? You're going to get Tony Orlando and Dawn, courtesy of Time and Again Music and More and Stuart Adventure. Go to for vinyl treasures and more. Ray's a really cool guy. So he's open from 1 to 6, Monday through Saturdays. That's enough. That's enough information. We got to get into the commercial, pay some bills, get back into the music. Tony, Orlando, and Dawn, you're going to hear Candida before 11 o'clock this morning, right here on WRJN.
Fall in love with the March family all over again in Little Women, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. The enduring tale of family, friendship, love, and adventure is a new adaptation of Louisa May Alcott's novel. Meg, Joe, Beth, and Amy play, quarrel, and dream of their futures in a nation torn apart by the Civil War. Navigating hardships and heartbreak, it's a tender, playful coming-of-age story that generations will find surprising, exciting, and empowering. Tickets and more info at racinetheater.org.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
The Racine Civic Center and the Legends Never Die Concert Series welcome Fleetwood Mac Tribute Act Secondhand News. Friday, November 22nd at Memorial Hall. Hear spot-on recreations of the Rumors era when Fleetwood Mac ruled the airwaves. Tickets for Secondhand News Friday, November 22nd at Memorial Hall are on sale now at the events page of festivalpark.com.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Thank you.
sometimes on a crowded street.
News and Timeless Hits right here at WRJ. And just in front of the news, but I love this song from the Four Tops. It's just one of those tunes you can almost see them singing and doing this dancing in my mind. Listen, local news and timeless hits back on WRJ. And last time I'll bring this up because sometime this hour, someone's going to win a Tony Orlando and Don album. Yes, album. Vinyl, courtesy of Time and Again. Music and More and Stern Event, your go-to for vinyl treasures and more. He's right by the antique mall there, so real easy to find. And somebody who wins today will be qualified to win an album at the end of the month, just like Steve Hansen did. He was our record player winner. So you'll be qualified to win a record player as well. And, you know, I don't know what I went to say the word, the Docksiders, great Milwaukee band. They're from Milwaukee, although they've been out in Vegas. And for quite a few months, they were back in Tony, Orlando, and Don. They're really, really great. Kevin Suker of that group, he's the guy wearing the yacht cap, great yacht rock. But he actually could have been a really great DJ. I worked with him at another radio station. He was doing stuff there. He really was good on the air as far as a jock, much better than I was. Don't give any Kevin any ideas like, you know, if this music thing doesn't work out and I'm done playing with all the big stars, well, I can go back and be a radio DJ and kick Cindy out of that job. Wouldn't be hard. Speaking of Tony, Orlando, and Don, who they backed for months until Tony technically retired, what we are actually going to be doing is the song Candida from Tony, Orlando, and Don. This last time, I'm going to give you the phone number, caller number 5, when I play Tony, Orlando, and Don, Candida, 262-634-WRJN. We now join the Radio Park Newsroom with Stuart J. Wattles.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Racine's council president is hanging it up. In an email sent over the weekend, 9th District Alderman Terry McCarthy says he'll not run for re-election in April. He says he's letting everyone know now so that potential candidates can start to take action. McCarthy is currently in his second term as rep for the 9th. A grain bin accident in Kenosha County resulted in a 30-year-old man being flown to Milwaukee Friday. The victim fell about 25 feet and sustained serious injuries. Officials with Kansasville Fire and Rescue say that the man's injuries were not considered life-threatening. The final run-up features a rally in Racine. Senator J.D. Vance will speak to supporters tonight at Memorial Hall about a week after his Democratic rival did the same. The address is set for 5:30 tonight, and there will once again be impacts downtown. The Racine Library will close at 3:30, with the parking lot and walkway surrounding the area closed starting in the afternoon. Lisa Hale has more about a weekend visit in the Fox Valley.
U.S. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg was in Oshkosh Saturday drumming up support for the Democratic ticket and invigorating Canvas volunteers.
Communities red, blue, and purple already understand that if we're serious about protecting children in school, that's not about keeping a Toni Morrison paperback out of the school library. It's about making sure assault weapons don't get anywhere near the school.
Buttigieg also spoke in Green Bay, Appleton, and Fond du Lac Saturday.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Vince Lombardi once said, "The measure of who we are is what we do with what we have." The team at Easy Mobility Solutions is dedicated to helping you make the most of every moment by reclaiming your freedom. As a Care Credit provider and Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility solutions, Easy Mobility Solutions offers a variety of Golden and Pride scooters and power chairs. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Visit the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Partly sunny and unseasonably warm once again, with high temperatures reaching the mid-60s and winds starting to whip out of the south. By tonight, they'll be gusting up to 30 miles per hour with chances of showers and storms. And tomorrow, they'll gust at 40 miles per hour, spiking our highs to 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 53 degrees.
I don't know.
Presley and WRJN having a good day, burning love. Oh, yeah, burning love, burning bills, burning the show right up. Getting a little warm in here. Actually, really cool. It's going to get warm enough that we have a chance of thunderstorms tonight. And then 70s for the next couple of days. I think that's really cool. It's every mother's son.
She sits on the dock, fishing in the water, She's a fisherman's daughter, Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. Come with me, But she's tied to the dock and she can't get free. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. Fish all day.
Sounds like it could be a Tony Orlando and Don song, don't you think?
Stars won't come out if they know that you're about. Cause they couldn't match the glow of your eyes. And oh, who am I? Just an ordinary guy trying hard to win me. First prize. Whoa,
Candida, we could make it together. The further from here, girl, the better.
Where the air is fresh and clean.
Candida, just take my hand and I'll lead you. I promise life will be sweeter.
And it says so in my dreams. The future is bright. The gypsy told me so last night. Said she saw our children playing in the sunshine. And there was you and I in a house, baby, no lie. And oh,
Candida, just take my hand and I'll lead you.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJ and Candida with Tony Orlando and Don. Hey, wasn't that the contest song? It certainly was, but I've had people that have won in the last 30 days. So one last chance. 262-634-WRJ and Tony Orlando and Don.
Hey, girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times
on the ceiling if you want me.
Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no. Sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart, read how many times I saw. In my silence, I adored you. And only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. Oh, my darling,
knock three times
on the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness. Means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe.
Means you ain't gonna show. The answer is no.
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the
local news and timeless hits right here on WRJ. And got a winner! Got a Tony Orlando and Dawn fan. And I can't tell you how much I really enjoy this contest. Just even getting a chance to talk to you. So when you call in and win, get ready for me going, oh, so what do you do? Where are you from? Come on, tell me. Anyway, congratulations to Merle Hardin. He is my latest Tony Orlando and Dawn winner. My latest artist of record winner as we start off the month of November. Starting on October 28th. So congratulations, Merle. We've got the album for you from Time and Again Music and more from my buddy Ray.
Come out and visit Time and Again Music. We have a huge selection of vinyl, over 10,000 titles in stock. We've got everything. We got rock, soul, jazz, country, R&B, soundtracks. So a little of this, a little of that. Make a list every time you hear something on the radio. Have a little tiny pad of paper somewhere. Jot down a group, a song title. That way when you come in, you've got an idea of what you're looking for. I'm Ray Zirkle, owner of Time and Again Music. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall.
Fall in love with the March family all over again in Little Women, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. The enduring tale of family, friendship, love, and adventure is a new adaptation of Louisa May Alcott's novel. Meg, Joe, Beth, and Amy play, quarrel, and dream of their futures in a nation torn apart by the Civil War. Navigating hardships and heartbreak, it's a tender, playful coming-of-age story that generations will find surprising, exciting, and empowering. Tickets and more info at racinetheater.org.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you gear up for fall. From power tools and holiday decor to get your yard festive, to hunting gear and accessories for traps, bows, and firearms to keep you in the game all season. Plus, throughout November, for every bag of Kalmbach feeds you buy, Runnings will make a donation to Samaritan's Purse to aid hurricane relief efforts. Stay safe and warm as temperatures drop with everything you need for your home and farm. Stop by today, Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Who is Brian Style trying to fool with all his negative ads? Style voted against aid for veterans exposed to toxic burn pits. And Brian Style voted to cut funding for 500 local police officers and cut funding to crack down on fentanyl traffickers. Peter Barca has always put Wisconsin before party politics, and that's what he'll do in Congress. Veterans at the VFW Post 1865 gave Peter Barca an award because he's always fought for them. Peter made it easier for disabled veterans to collect their benefits. And he was the legislative leader who worked with veterans groups to put a POW MIA monument in the Capitol Rotunda to honor our heroes. To keep us safe, Peter Barca helped put 100,000 more police officers on the beat. And he led the fight to secure survivor benefits for those killed in the line of duty. That's why law enforcement leaders and veterans have always supported Peter Barca.
I'm Peter Barca, candidate for Congress, and I approve this ad.
Paid for by Citizens for Peter Barca.
Roll into the Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Fall bowling leagues are filling up fast. Plus, take advantage of our daily open bowling specials. After you strike up the fun, head on over to Angry Brothers Pub for unbeatable food and drink deals during Brewers, college, and NFL games. Start your weekend right with the Friday Fish Fry. It's the talk of the town. Planning a holiday or birthday party? The Lanes on 20 has the perfect setup for you and your crew. Yes. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Just like that, WRJN, CCR, Down on the Corner, or otherwise known as Creedence Clearwater Revival. Got CBS National News, Stuart J. Waddles, the local news, and my dear friend Mike Clemens with sports. All just minutes away here on WRJN.
Hearts go close, gray, even hurt when they go.
local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one. No good anymore since you